From Anshei Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parashat Bamidbar, Making It Count. We have the beginning of the Parashah where it speaks about a counting of Israel. Su at Rosh Chodesh in Israel, count all the Jews. Why are we counting them? Presumably it's a census. We want to come and conquer Israel. We need to know how many soldiers there are, who's coming out, who's going in. And later in the book where we actually do conquer, it's a V'lo Nifkad Mehem Ish, no one was missing. You don't know if anyone's missing unless you have the count to begin with. But the question is, how was such a count done? So Rashi says, surely they did this count with a shekel. Everyone gave a half shekel, and that's how you counted how many people there were. Rabbi Brunel says there's no indication here of that. Perhaps you could count Jews. If you needed to count for a certain reason, you could count. However, we have a problem. The end of the book of Samuel, Shmuel Bet, it says that David counted the Jews, and there was a terrible plague that came as a result of his terrible sin of counting the Jews. You're not supposed to count the Jews. What was the problem with that? According to Rashi, it says right here, Lo Yebahem Negev. We know from Parshat Kitisa, we know from the Parshat Shkalim that in Shemot, that we're not supposed to count people. It could bring a plague. But according to Barbanel, the problem was not so much that you're not supposed to count. You needed to count the Jews. The reason that David was punished is because it was haughtiness. He wanted to know, I've got so many Jews. This is how many Jews I've got under my kingdom. It was too much a matter of pride. The Ramban says that maybe he was just counting for nothing. If you're counting for a reason, if you want to know how many people in your army, you want to apportion wealth or whatever it is, that's fine. But if you're counting for no reason at all, that was the problem of David. And that's a general problem. Now, why not? Why shouldn't you count? So we mentioned the idea of haughtiness. And then there's also the idea, Rashi mentioned the Ayin Hara, that we shouldn't, what's Ayin Hara? Ayin Hara is that if you say how many people there are, people perhaps would be jealous of it. It's also a matter of certain haughtiness. And also it turns people into a number. It turns people into a number, so we shouldn't count. Also, we want to have a greater sense of blessing than this is exactly how many people there are. We want to feel like it's like the sand of the earth. It's like so many people. Someone used to joke that they asked him, his mother would be asked, how many children do you have? She would say, she wouldn't answer the question because she wanted to feel like she had lots of children. Exactly how many? That's not important. She had lots of them. She felt particularly blessed. The Gemara in Yuma actually does lay out the prohibition because it talks about when they were trying to do a lottery. So they went eeny, meeny, miny, mo, and they would pick someone for the daily service. So how did they do it? They counted fingers. Put out one finger, put out two fingers. And when they got to a certain point, they would decide that was the person for the day. Because Asur Limnot Yisrael, you're not allowed to count the Jews, and they quote the verse from the Haftorah, Asher lo yimav lo yisafir, that the Jews should be like sand, you cannot count them. So we see they should not be counted, lo yisafir, two prohibitions right there. The Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Nun Vav says that you should therefore only count the fingers, shouldn't count the people. So friends, people raise their hand, you can count hands, but not people. The Kaf HaChaim says, count with your mind. Just count with your mind. Don't count with words. Just look around. Don't say anything. Just think in your mind if you need to count. The general practice is to count through a verse. Hoshiat Amecha, Rechet Nachatecha, Reim Naseira Olam. That's a nice pasuk that happens to have 10 words, and that's a good way to do it. I see some people use Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. But the problem is that we don't recite verses, even if we just say Hashem and Elokeinu. We don't like to recite verses, blessings, for no reason. The Sri De'esh says that if you have no reason for it, it's a very weak reason why you're counting, then even through a verse or something, it's still a problem. Now, is this a Torah prohibition or not? Well, the Gemara in Yuma, Chaf Bet Amud Bet, mentioned a verse from the Haftorah So it doesn't sound like a Torah law, like a law that comes from the Pentateuch, from the Chumash. Why do we even need that? After all, it says in the Torah that, that you shouldn't have a negative, you shouldn't have a plague, you should not count them because you don't want to have a plague. So what it implies is the Torah prohibition. But it could be that it doesn't say specifically you should not count. And that we only find in the words of the prophets. Could be that that the idea of counting all the Jews is implied from the Torah, but what about if you want to count some of them? Maybe that's why you need two sources. That's why the Gemara mentions a second source. The Minchas Asher, the Basher Weiss, always has interesting ways of analyzing things, Lumdus, and he says, well, what is it that we don't want to do? Is it, we don't want to have a count? You know, we don't want to actually know there are 25 people. We don't want to count, have the count, or the act of counting that's most important. So, for instance, if let's say you counted by writing, so there was no act of counting, no one said a word, but on the other hand, the result was you had a count, so it could be a problem. So it's an interesting way of looking at it. If it's a matter of the action, it's a matter of, is it a matter of the haughtiness of the act of counting? I'm going to count how many people there are. Or is it the knowing how many people there are that leads to the prohibition? What if you're counting, not counting Jews, you're counting people, there are a bunch of people, some of them are Jewish, some are not Jewish. For instance, when you have a census in Israel, some are Jews, some are Arabs. So is the prohibition only counting Jews, and what if they're mixed in? Shevet HaLevi said it's fine, no problem. But Tzitz Eliezer wasn't as sure about it. But certainly there's a lot of room for leniency due to it being in writing, and have a certain, there's a need for it, there's a taxation need, and after all, it doesn't only include Jews as well. So, it's interesting how we often do count. We want to count our successes. We want to count, you know, how many achievements we have. And when we sort of put them in numbers, it kind of cheapens it. Our thankfulness should not be because we did this many things or that many achievements. Our thankfulness should be broader. Our feeling of accomplishment should be have a more general sort of feel to it. We should be focused on the notion of the accomplishment. Whether one person or two people, we don't want to dehumanize in looking at everyone as a number. These are important ideas that are expressed in this idea that Asur Limnot Yisrael, we don't count the Jewish people, we don't count our successes, we don't even count our children, we don't count the Jews, and we like to look at the Jewish people as infinite, as like fill the like the sand on the sea, like the ocean, like the stars in the sky. The Jewish people are blessings. We should feel a sense of bounty. We shouldn't limit it to a particular number. Let's hope that with that attitude, indeed, we should be blessed. Asher lo yimad lo yisafer. Our blessing should be, and our number of Jews should be, something we can't even count. Thanks for joining us here at the Anshei Sefar Beth Lamed congregation for a discussion of counting of Israel. Join us each week for a discussion of the Parsha, various holidays, and we wish everyone also a Yom Yerushalayim Sameach, a happy celebration of the reunification of Jerusalem 50 years ago. Tomorrow, Wednesday afternoon, we'll be celebrating Jerusalem Day picnic here at 5 o'clock, 6:30, a wonderful concert, two choirs from Anshei and Baron Hirsch together. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.